This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. We praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He had gifted us Ramadan. And now in the first few days of Ramadan, we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla Arham Ar-Rahimeen to accept from us and to give us the strength to continue, to rectify our intention, our deeds, and make us among the accepted, not the rejected, and make us among those who had been freed from hellfire. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. In those early days of Ramadan, if you're still feeling the fatigue of fasting, the headaches, the stomach aches, the lack of energy, understand that this is all part of the striving in Ramadan. So may Allah Azza wa Jal reward you for all of that. If you're not in the mood yet, may Allah reward you for striving and sticking to it and saying, despite the difficulty, I'll please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah Azza wa Jal elevate you because of that suffering, because of these setbacks, and understand that they do not last. And that Allah Azza wa Jal is trying to teach us all something. When we give up what we love for what He loves subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of the essential lessons of Ramadan, is that you learn to redirect, realign your life to be with what Allah Azza wa Jal loves and wants. Not with what you like, but with what Allah Azza wa Jal likes. If you have attended the Taraweeh, you probably have heard the Imam say and read in the Salah, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ, and seek the assistance of sabr, patience, and salah. That is, in doing what you want, and I'm going to discuss the context of this ayah, but in complying with what Allah wants from you, in being the person that you should be, Allah Azza wa Jal says, seek the assistance of patience and salah. Because that will assist you to reach your end goal. And some of the people of the tafsir, they said that the sabr here means fasting. As if Allah is saying, seek the assistance of fasting in salah, in doing and in reaching what you're supposed to be and doing. And there is definitely the case that Ramadan and Sawm, fasting, encapsulates patience. Patience away from what Allah hates, patience in doing what Allah wants, and patience when you're visiting by an affliction. The essence of patience is there in Ramadan, and there in practice when you are fasting. And subhanAllah, there is very few little types of ibadah where you're constantly in a state of ibadah for many hours of the day. Not a lot, many things are like fasting. Now, as you are waiting for salah, this is ibadah. As you're listening to the khutbah, this is ibadah. But the rest of your day, because you are fasting, you're in a constant state of ibadah. Very few things parallel fasting. And Allah Azza wa Jal wants us to learn how to be patient when we fast. When we are fasting today, we may have a lot of problems on the side. And sometimes we fast and we pray, and we say, here's our fasting and praying, and here is our problem, separate from each other. No, it should be, here's our problem and here's our fasting, solving it. And here is our salah, solving it. It is well known that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would something would distress him, he would rush and pray. So he would use the salah to solve his problems and medicate his heart, alayhi salatu wassalam, and bring him closer to Allah. So you and I, we may have financial problems, debts that we don't know how to repay. We could have marital problems with spouses, with children, with parents. We could have health problems personally or with people around us. We could be distant from Allah Azza wa Jal. Whatever problem you may have, Allah says, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek the assistance of this fasting that you're doing at this moment and the salah that you are praying throughout the day and night in solving your problem and becoming the person that Allah Azza wa Jal loves. See, anybody can abstain from eating and drinking, right? Though it could be hard at this moment, but in few days it will become the new normal. So anybody can stay away from eating and drinking. Yet Allah Azza wa Jal did not institute any of these things simply for the fact of and only for the fact of not eating and drinking only. See, he said alayhi salatu wassalam, من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. The one who doesn't stay from speaking and doing falsehood, Allah does not need him to abstain from eating and drinking. And here you get a glimpse of what Allah Azza wa Jal wants us to do when we are fasting. Yes, stay away from eating and drinking, but push beyond that into understanding that Allah wants you also to stay away from everything else that Allah hates. To be better than you were before Ramadan. When you are fasting and you're feeling the pain and pangs of hunger, it shouldn't stop at that. But are the eyes fasting as well? Is the tongue fasting as well? Are the ears fasting as well? He said in a hadith, عليه الصلاة والسلام رب صائم ليس له من صيامه إلا الجوع ورب قائم ليس له من قيامه إلا السهر. Perhaps there is a fasting person and the only thing that they're getting from his fasting is hunger. And perhaps there is a praying person at night and the only thing that they're getting from their qiyam is lack of sleep. And that humbles us, doesn't it? You say, Ya Allah, accept from me beyond simple act of not eating and drinking, accept from me this act of ibadah. But how does Allah accept from that? How Allah will accept that from us unless we also do emphasize patience? Meaning, are your eyes fasting as well? Is the tongue fasting as well? Is it engaged in gossip, in backbiting, in mockery, in haram, in profanity? Are your ears, are your eyes, is your body? Or is it that when you want to engage in any of these things, even though some of them are a habit, and some of them are fun, and some of them may bring relief to us, we think, but when you want to do these things, you remember, no, I'm fasting, and Allah is watching, and this is haram. So you stop. And the next haram thing comes and you stop. And you realize that you don't want to waste more of your time of disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. So you focus on what benefits you in the dunya and in the akhirah. So you open the mushaf, the Quran, and you read. You remember Allah with your tongue. And you feel close to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jal brings relief and comfort to your heart. And His words and His message is in your mind. And when that happens, you will find that you will have power over your problems and over your afflictions, no matter what this affliction is. You remember that every problem has a beginning and has an end, and its solution is in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal. You know that. But there is a distance between knowing and actually realizing something. Knowing something and living that thing. See, in the ayah that I quoted, seek the assistance of patience and salah. Before it, Allah Azza wa Jal is chastising the people of the book when He says, أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. He says, do you command people to be virtuous but forget about yourselves while you are reading the book? Do you not have minds?
And though this is directed at the people of the book, it does actually underline a human condition that all of us or most of us have. The distance between what we know and what we do. The distance between what we want to be and our reality, what we claim to be and our reality. And the distance sometimes to us seems unbridgeable. You say, I cannot leave that haram. Very difficult. I can't stop smoking. I can't stop drinking. I can't stop going out and disobeying Allah Azza wa Jalla. I can't stop seeing the haram. But when the month of Ramadan comes, you find that for extended periods of time, you can. Isn't it? And it tells you then that Allah Azza wa Jalla had put in you with His help the power to stay away from these things. You just needed something to push you. And when you fast the way that Allah wants you to fast, that unbridgeable becomes bridgeable, and you begin to see yourself reading more of the Quran. Fasting a day, 2, 3, 30 days, whereas before if one were to ask you to fast one single day, you'd say impossible. But now you are doing it. If someone were to ask you to wake up for Fajr, you'd say that's very hard for me, but now you do it. If someone were to ask you to stand behind the imam and listen to the Quran, you say, I don't have time for it, but now you do it, or you know that you should do it. And that striving in the month of Ramadan is what Allah wants from all of us, to push yourself beyond what you were doing before. Beyond what you are used to. Beyond what we got comfortable with. So we could have a problem in the month of Ramadan, but use the salah and use dua and use the Quran to bring you closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. Ask Allah for a solution. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal for guidance. Ask Allah for power. And when you know that the akhirah is better than the dunya and more lasting, any problem in the dunya will shrink in your eyes. And when you know that Allah Azza wa Jal has the power to change the heart of every single person around you, you'll understand that change could come. And you will put your trust with Allah Azza wa Jal. And you'll never despair. And when you rely on Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find that you will have no anxiety anymore. You only have anxiety and fear when you rely on yourself. But when you rely on the one who has all the answers and all the power, Allah says, give me your worries and give me your problems and burden and be set free. So set yourself free and get closer to Allah Azza wa Jal and fast. But not only fast from eating and drinking, fast from anything other than Allah Azza wa Jal. Fast from your own ego, from your own arrogance, from your own stinginess. Fast from your love of the dunya and direct yourself and the akhirah. Allah Azza wa Jal is giving us here in Ramadan the foundation, the fertile ground for us to be better. So push yourself and ask Allah for assistance, and Allah will assist you. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا. Okay, inshallah, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وأصلي وأسلم على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم إن شاء الله. If we can move up closer and fill up as many gaps as possible, because I could see some brothers there standing and they don't have space. So بارك الله فيكم. Create more space and Allah Azza wa Jal rewards you for that. That is relief that you are bringing to your brother or to your sister if space is needed there. And Allah will give you relief when you cause and bring relief. And in fact, that is part of what we want to practice in Ramadan, our character. The character that we have ignored and neglected throughout the year. So examine yourself and examine what is missing from it and what you want to add to it. Is it that you have a problem with anger? Is it that you have a problem with money and stinginess? Is that you have a problem with profanity and controlling your tongue? Is it that we have a problem with raising our children? Is it that we have... There's always something that is missing. And we lie to ourselves when we say that we don't have any, or we are blind. So in Ramadan, Allah Azza wa Jal wants you to practice that type of patience and self-control. And in Ramadan, Allah wants you to learn virtue. Virtue when you're driving, and virtue when you're shopping, and virtue when you're talking to your spouse. How did you control yourself when you're fasting? Control yourself when you're dealing with people as well. How you see Allah watching you when you're eating and drinking and abstaining from all of that. See Allah watching you when you're dealing with other people. How you're trying to please Allah Azza wa Jal by abstaining from the haram. Please Allah Azza wa Jal by not harming people around you. So your character, and that character needs to keep growing and growing until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the greatest things that will help you is fasting and salah, and fasting and reading the Quran. And the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said in the hadith that fasting and the Quran will come on the day of judgment to intercede for you. And fasting will say, Ya Allah, I stopped him from eating during the day, so accept my intercession. And the Quran will say, Ya Allah, I stopped him from sleeping at night, so accept my intercession. There is no better way that when that happens than Ramadan. When fasting will stop you, and the Quran will stop you from eating and from sleeping. And so the Quran needs to be part of our routine in Ramadan, hopefully, so that it can spill over till after Ramadan. So open the Mus'haf and read. And read in ways where Allah is teaching you and in changing your character and changing your behavior and realigning you to be a better Muslim. So whatever position you're in at this moment, whatever pain you have at this moment, whether you're fully into Ramadan or not yet, Ramadan is not there to simply be a pleasurable moment that passes, a point of social interaction that passes, a time when we invite and we get invited, and then it goes away. Ramadan is not there to do that. Ramadan is there to give you the best opportunity in the year to be close to Allah Azza wa Jal, to be better than the person that you were throughout the rest of the year, to re-examine yourself and say, I was away from Allah Azza wa Jal, and I knew that I should be better, but I did not know how, and now I have the tools for it. So push yourself. So if you have not started reading the Quran, read with the intention that at least you'll finish it once. And as you are reading, ponder that Allah is talking to you. And Allah is addressing you, and Allah wants you to change, and Allah is guiding you. And fast with intention. Eating and drinking, bi'idhnillah azza wa jalla, that is going to be easy. But staying away from the haram, staying away from bad thoughts, staying away from bad company, staying close to Allah azza wa jalla, and having the dhikr of Allah being on the tongue repeatedly. And a person who always is with Allah, in mind, heart, body, and tongue, when they're visited with an affliction, they can handle it. They can handle that because they know that Allah is with them. We only panic when we feel alone. But the ihsan that we want in Ramadan is to do what? أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه, that you worship Allah as if you are looking at Him. And if you cannot see Allah, know that Allah can see you. So now, as you are sitting, I want you to ponder that Allah is watching you. And when you stand for your salah, Allah is watching you and is with you. And when you leave the masjid, Allah is watching you and is with you. And when you're going to break your fast, and when you're putting that piece of date inside and you're saying Bismillah, Allah is watching that. And Allah is recording it. And Allah is with you when you do that. And when you stand in salah for taraweeh and you ask yourself every night, why am I here? For the sake of Allah. Lillah. Allah is watching you and He understands your pain and understands the difficulty of doing that. And when you fast, Allah is watching you and He knows what you're going through. And make it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if you put Allah in your heart, there'll be nothing dearer to you than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we can get this out of Ramadan, then you've won something very significant. So we ask Allah, Rabbal Alameen, Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Allah, make us of those who fast, Iman and Wahtisaba. and those who do qiyam imanan wa ihtisaba, and those who do the qiyam of Laylatul Qadr imanan wa ihtisaba. Make us of those who are freed from hellfire, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen, there is an accepted dua for every believer in the month of Ramadan. Accept our dua in the month of Ramadan, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, there are people who are freed from hellfire every single day in the month of Ramadan. Make us of those who are freed from hellfire in that month, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Make us, Ya Rabbal Alameen, those who are fasting, not only in body but in spirit as well. Fasting from the haram and fasting from bad thoughts. Fasting in mind and fasting in heart, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Wa taqabbal minna, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma aghfir lana dhunubana ajma'een. Allahumma taqabbal minna, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma nas'aluka al-jannata wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Wa na'udhu bika minan nari wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Wa nas'aluka al-khayra kullahu ajilahu wa ajilahu ma alimna minhu wa ma lam na'lam. Wa na'udhu bika min ash-sharri kullihi ajilihi wa ajilihi ma alimna minhu wa ma lam na'lam. Wa nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka 'abduka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma ista'adaka minhu 'abduka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma la tad'a lana dhanban illa ghafartah, wa la hamman illa farajtah, wa la daynan illa qadaytah, wa la maridan illa shafaytah, wa la hajatan hiya laka ridan wa lana fiha صلاح إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين وأقيم الصلاة.